This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tensip with the live feed.
On this episode of the live feed, we bring you Over the Back Fence, a community variety show held in Lanesboro, Minnesota at the St. Main Theater on the second Friday of every month from February through November. Tonight you will hear music, skits, comedy, and more. I'm Terry Tenseth from KQAL, inviting you to enjoy Over the Back Fence, this evening's entertainment on the live feed.
Following program is a production of the Lanesboro Radio Company's Over the Back Fence. It was recorded before a live studio audience on May 9th at the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro. The theme of the show is 9 to 5 and features the CBB Jazz Combo. At the end of the show, please enjoy the music of our pre-show entertainment, Tom Schramm.
Good evening and welcome to the Lanesboro Arts Center presentation of Over the Back Fence. We're celebrating our 20th year! Woo! Tonight's theme is 9 to 5. Tonight's special musical guests are the CBB Jazz Combo. Yeah! We'll also be hearing from Caitlin from Drury's Furniture and Scott and Angie Taylor from Pedal Pushers Cafe. I'm your host, Damon Prestonman, and please join me in welcoming tonight's special musical guest director, Kirk Peterson! Yeah! Oh, we are going to have a very jazzy feel with our show tonight. Yeah, like it. Welcome, Kurt, welcome.
Well, it's great to be here.
Thank you so much for sitting in on the Ivories tonight. We appreciate it every time you're here.
Well, we always have a good time.
Well, that's good. Let's hope that we can keep that track record intact tonight. We'll see what we can do. Tonight's theme is, 9 to 5, and I don't know, I think there was a hit song about something along those lines, and it looks like the Over the Back Fence gang is here to perform 9 to 5.
The song and film 9 to 5 owe their titles to an organization founded in 1973 with an aim of bringing better treatment for women in the workplace.
Right. Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come alive. Shower, my buzz starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, really. Getting by, it's all taken and all given. They just lose your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
With a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in. Tides have turned and it's all gonna roll your way.
Bye. Hi, George.
Hey.
Welcome.
Well, you know, I wanted to buy a parrot, so I went to the pet store, and I told the salesman and what I wanted, and he took me over to the bird section, and he said, which one would you like? And I said, well, how much is the yellow one? Oh, he said, that's $2,000. $2,000 for a parrot, I said? Well, he said, this is a very special parrot. That parrot can use a computer, and he's very fast. Oh. Well, what about the green one? Oh, the green one, well, that's $5,000. $5,000? Oh, yes. You see, not only can that parrot use a computer, but he can also answer the telephone and take dictation. Oh, I see. What about the red one? Oh, the red one is $10,000. $10,000, I said. What does he do? And the salesman just kind of shook his head and he said, I'm not really sure, but the other two call him boss. Well, you know, a friend of mine was having a problem with his secretary. She just wasn't doing her job. So he confronted her. And he said, who told you that just because I tried to kiss you at the Christmas party last month, that means you don't have to do your work around here anymore? And she just kind of smiled at him and said, my lawyer. Well, you know, my sister, last week, my sister went into her son's room to get him up for school. He was sleeping. So she shook him and she said, Bill, now you got to get up and go to school. And Bill just groaned and he rolled over and said, I don't want to go to school. I just want to stay here and sleep. Why do I have to go to school anyway? And his mother said, because you're the teacher.
Thank you, George. With a little help from Pete there. All right. Hey, great big thank you goes out to some of our sponsors, including Bluff Country Computer Works, Cedar Valley Resort, Sally's Hair to Die For, Lanesboro Public Library, Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, and F&M Community Bank. And for those of you listening on the radio last month when we had the full-size orchestra in here, we have nearly the same size this month, so that's good. And look at here, I can't see the crowd because all the back fence men are in the way. They must have a song for us.
Richard Lewis of the Silhouettes came back from the service, and his mom said, get a job.
Out of my bed, I cry and get a job. After breakfast every day, she throws a hat out my way and never fails to say, get a job, sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da-da, bum-boom, sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da-da, bum-boom, sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da-da, boom-boom, sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da-da, yip, 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 bum, 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 get a job.
Oh, the back fence man telling us to get a job. Well, I see Carla and Stephanie. How are you guys today?
I'm interviewing for a job.
Oh, very good.
Hi, I'm Carla. I'm here to interview for the job in the paper. This is the bourgeois pig, right?
Oh, yes, yes. We're looking for a new line cook for the restaurant. So, tell me about your past work experience.
Oh, well, my first job was working in an orange juice factory, but I got canned. I couldn't concentrate. Next, I worked in a muffler factory, but that was too exhausting. I wanted to be a barber, but I just couldn't cut it. I studied a long time to be a doctor, but I didn't have any patience. Next, I found that being an electrician was interesting, but at the same time, the work was too shocking. After many years of trying to find steady work, I finally got a job as a historian until I realized there was no future in it. And my last job was working at Starbucks, but I had to quit. It was always the same old grind.
Well, Carla, you actually sound perfect for our cook position. And with just enough time, I'm sure you'll be able to add a little spice to this job.
All right. Boy, that was an interesting job interview. It's not, it wasn't exactly what they recommend for how you should talk about your old jobs, but I think it'll work. We're kind of, for those of you listening at home right now, the stage is in a complete chaos because we've had to change things up mid-flow here. And so things are happening. Please ignore your programs if you're in the audience right now because they no longer matter. And so we're going to just do whatever we feel like here. Gives me a chance to talk about some of our other fine sponsors, including Coffee Street Fitness Center and Dance Studio, Pedal Pushers Cafe, Niagara Cave, Lanesboro Arts Center, Riverside on the Root Restaurant and Outfitters, and Merchants Bank. I see the CBB Jazz Combo has made their way to the front of the stage. I can see them from across the fence. You guys groaned at me on that. See, now you're supposed to be with me, Eric. Not against me. With me, man. All right. You guys ready? Let's hear something from the CBB Jazz Combo.
I feel myself nodding. Computer cursor blinks. I watch the clock from 9 to 5, and in between I drink black coffee. Keep a problem to brew. From Monday until Friday helps me power through. I'm staring at the screen from 8 o'clock to 4. Oh Lord, how slow the moments go. I really need to pour black coffee. Help me open my eyes. Well, today is zombie Monday. Come Friday before I die. Now a man was born to earn his living. A woman too. keep my head upright. Black coffee.
The CBB Jazz Combo. Wow. You guys are great.
We have a composer amongst us.
We do.
Yes. Mr. Randy Wilson, our bongoist. Is that a word? Bongoist?
It is now.
He rewrote the words of this beautiful Ella Fitzgerald classic called Black Coffee to fit our theme for tonight. So wow. Thank you, Randy.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Well, I see a lot of familiar faces, but who are these people in CBB Jazz Combo? Anybody want to tell me? Don't all speak up at once.
Yeah,
shut up. Nathan?
All right, I will. Actually, the new guy on the band is sitting back there on the drums. He's never played with us before. His name is Eric. And... Eric's going to be with us on occasion for some of our gigs. He actually spent a lot of time in Nashville, and we're so happy that he's with us, and he's now in Rochester. So Eric's going to be our drummer for a few occasions. On the trumpet, who spent a lot of years in Los Angeles working for the city of L.A., is the Mr. Jerry Barrett, is back home to Minnesota. Over here on the piano, who also spent a fair amount of time in California as a band director, and a few years ago came back to Chatfield, his home turf. Wonderful keyboard player. His name is Kurt Peterson.
Is there anybody else in the band there, Nathan? I don't know if you remember, this is a radio show here, so unless I would have started speaking, there would have been dead air, my man.
I had to ask Kurt what his name was.
His name is Kurt. If you had to ask Kurt what his name was, he knew what his name was.
Oh, the guy over there playing the skinny guy, I always say the skinny guy playing the skinny bass. He raises hazelnuts over there in...
Fillmore.
I always say Fremont or something like that. It's this little hamlet over there. It's a suburb of Wyckoff. I screw it up every time. But Roy raises hazelnuts. He's a computer genius and a wonderful bass player. His name is Roy Serling. And about a year ago, we lost our vocalist, who actually was the choir director here in Lanesboro. She got happily married and went to Madison, and I ran into this young lady one night in Rochester at Wellhaven, and we just started chatting, and she said, I used to sing those tunes a long time ago, so, and she is now the choir director in Plainview, I got it right, yeah, Plainview.
Fillmore.
Her name is Linda Tyson. I always say the same thing every time. I used to go to movies in this theater many, many years ago when I was a kid. We'd go down to the White Front Cafe and have pop. So it's a treat for me to come back here to play. I'm Nathan Davids, and I'm a semi-retired band director teaching guitar and some things at RCTC. So we're more than happy to be here. Thank you.
You guys...
Oh, my God, I missed somebody. All right. He's kind of a tag-along. That's why I missed him.
Okay. Nice. Nice guy.
Oh, actually, he's a really nice guy.
They like me here, Nathan.
Yeah, I know they do. He actually came back home to be with his in-laws, who are still in-laws and not outlaws. But this is Kurt's son-in-law. He's a wonderful. He plays what's called a djembe.
Yeah.
And his name is Randy Wilson. He's from out east.
Randy Wilson.
And Delaware, all right.
Nathan, do you have any places that the CBB Jazz Combo
Absolutely
is playing in the future?
We actually picked up a gig suddenly yesterday, actually. We're at Jackson Chatfield tomorrow night. playing at Jack's for 4 hours. We're going to be back. We're actually in Wayland for the Standstill Parade, thanks to these people playing from 2 to 3 over there. And actually, we're back here playing for the Rutabagger Boys or the Rhubarb Sisters.
Rhubarb Festival.
We're doing the intermission. We have a website. It's called cbbjazzcombo.com, so you can follow us around if you want to. Okay?
All right, well, we won't do it if we don't want to. I appreciate that. Thanks for adding that part in, Nathan. Because without you telling us that, we would have been all confused thoroughly. Oof. Hey, I want to point out, Roy's from Fillmore.
Fillmore, yeah.
Fillmore. That's where he's from. Fillmore. He might get it eventually. He might get it. And then what did you say that he plays back in the back? It's a djembe.
We might want to, yeah, djembe. Is that correct?
Djembe.
You want to tell him about that or not?
Sounds like djembag to me, doesn't it?
Come on. Come on. Here,
that looks like something I should understand. Randy just said white guys play him too. A while out there to get that one. I'm like, hello. It's a little different now. It's not winter anymore. In winter, it was much easier to tell what race I was because I was still brown.
We'd like to do a jazz to it. It's called Work Song.
Nathan's just taking over. Listen to him. He's like, enough of that talking. Sit down and shut up.
Work Song.
Here's some more from CBB Jazz Combo.
Thank you very much. Our composer rearranged this song as well. It's called Just in Time.
rush hour traffic had me running slow. I was almost lost. The boss's eyes were crossed. He would have tossed me
The CBB Jazz Combo, ladies and gentlemen. You know, for those of you folks that are at home listening to the show, you really should come down here to the St. Main Theater second Friday of every month, because right now we've got chaos going on. It may not sound like it at home, but trust me, it's out of control here on the stage. We've got utter confusion. Having a seat, I'm sorry.
Stud Terkel is the author of the book Working. These are stories about people talking about what they do all day and how they feel about what they do. First is Emma Taylor, who is a cook.
I train my own self to cook. I've always been a listener and have a long memory. I could listen to one of Betty Crocker's whole programs and have it memorized for years afterwards. Then cook it! I never doubted myself in nobody's kitchen, which always means I had a job. You felt this independent because you knew they needed you. That's why I studied to be a good cook. If it was an ordinarily rich family, you had the whole house under your control. So I ordered the food and I cooked something, and if it didn't turn out the way I wanted it, I dumped it out and cooked something else. Because I'm trying to learn how to be a good cook. Rich people could afford me, because when you make mistakes, if I got money, I ain't gonna cry about you wasted sugar and you wasted this and you wasted that. I quit those jobs. In 1937, I was working for a very wealthy family in Wichita Falls. Her husband was a doctor. She told me she was going to have 40 people for a lawn dinner and eat outdoors. When you work for them rich people in the South, you don't go and buy no frozen peas and beans and rolls. You cook them rolls, you shell them peas, and you string them beans.
Now is Ethel Anderson, who is a teacher.
I start with arithmetic. I have tables fun written on the board. Multiplication. Everything has to be fun, fun, fun. Play, play, play. You don't say tables. You say tables fun. Everything to motivate. See how fast they can do it. It's a catchy thing. When they're doing it, I mark papers. I'm very fast. God has been good to me. While I'm doing that, I take attendance. That is a must. All of this happens before 9:20. Next thing I do is get the milk money. That's 4 cents. I have change. I'm very fast. Buy the milk for recess, and we have cookies that I bring to motivate them, to bribe them. I also buy Kleenex for them because they'll wipe their nose. They drink their milk. I have to take them to toilet recess. I have to watch them. No one goes unless they're supervised. We watch them outside. If there's too much monkey business, I have to go in and stop them.
Next is Bud Freeman, who is a jazz tenor saxophone player.
I can never bear to live the dull lives that most people live, locked up in offices. I live in absolute freedom. Oddly enough, jazz is a music that came out of the black man's oppression, yet it allows for great freedom of expression. The jazz man is expressing freedom in every note he plays. I love expressing myself in improvisation, the unplanned. It's something to do with adventure, something unknown, something to do with wonder and astonishment. But you know, I don't just get up on the stage and improvise on things I'm not familiar with. True improvisation comes out of hard work. Practicing is no chore to me. I love to play the horn alone. Real talent takes a long time to mature. The style of music you're trying to create should be an extension of you, and that takes a lifetime. I want to keep playing for the rest of my life. As Ben Webster said, I'm going to play this saxophone until they put it on top of me. It's become dear to me after having done it for 47 years. It's a thing I need to do.
Lynn, Randy, Laura, and Diane helping us out with some monologues from Studs Terkel's Working. Well, there's all kinds of good working songs out there. But you know, the work week, it starts on Monday. There's no doubt about that.
Manic Monday is a song by the band The Bangles. It came out in 1986, but it was written in 1984 by Prince. It describes a woman waking up on Monday morning and wishing it were Sunday. It reached number 2 on the charts in the United States and England, and it was also popular in Norway and many other countries.
That's Lynn, backed up by some of the over-the-back fence women there on a classic hit from 1986, Manic Monday. That's a good hit, no doubt.
Okay, there. That ought to do it. Just push that button, and you can talk to your secretary.
Well, thank you very much. Excuse me, Miss Huygens, could you come in here, please?
Sure.
Miss Huygens, I got this a new intercom system, see here. And I got one here for your office and of course, my office here, the two offices. Now, you have one, and I have one. Now, when I call you, you just whiz right over here right now. So here's how it operates here, Miss Wiggins. Now, here's yours, Miss Wiggins. Here's yours. Here's mine. Now. Now, when you want to talk, Miss Wiggins. Now, when you want to talk, you just press that there button. Now, when you want to listen, you just listen. Now, you think you got that right now, then, Miss Wiggins?
Sure.
All right, so then, if I need you, I can call you on that there intercom system. Well, you can go now. Miss Wiggins, I wonder if you could come in here now. I'd like to dictate a letter to you. Miss Wiggins, I wonder if you could come in here right now.
Hello?
Miss Wiggins, I wonder if you could come
Hello?
In here. Miss Wiggins, I wonder if you can come in and really
Hello?
Go. Ahead.
Hello?
Miss Wiggins, don't press down on the button when I'm a talking
Hello?
To you. Miss Wiggins. Could you come in here now? Okay, I wanted to dictate that letter I was talking to you about there, Miss Wiggins. Dear Mr. Delamar there, in regards to your letter on the 25th, I feel that the a written reply is in keeping with the company policy, so I'm forwarding you to this letter at this time. Are you going to memorize this?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to dictate a letter.
Well, I said to come in here right there on that intercom system. I talked to you, told you to come in here. I was going to dictate you a letter, and you could take it out and scratch one out.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that.
Well, I said that.
Well, I suppose, do you want me to get my pad?
Well, that would be a good idea.
I
guess I should go get it now.
Well, there's an even better idea.
All right, I'll go get my pad.
Yes? Oh, just a minute. There's a Mr. Del Mar on the telephone. You want to talk to him?
No, I don't want to talk to him right now there, Mrs. Wiggins. That's why I wanted to dictate that letter to you, so I don't have
Hello?
To...
Hello?
I don't want to talk to him right
Hello?
Now, Miss... I don't want to talk
Hello?
To...
Hello? Hello? He's not in, Mr. Del Mar. Goodbye.
Robin and Barb with a classic from the past. Mr. Wiggins. Wow. I tell you, yet another reason why you should come on down to the St. Main Theater. It's second Friday of every month. You can come on down and see the show live, see what goes on. Right there, that was an excellent example of why you should be at the St. Main Theater. Well, I recognize that music. That means it's time for another visit from one of our sponsors. Being that it's the work show, this would be appropriate. These are my two bosses. Please join me in welcoming Scott and Angie Taylor from Pedal Pushers Cafe. Wow. I'm going to steal this microphone from you right here, Kurt. You guys are dressed fantastically, by the way. For those of you at home, they are in full restaurant gear. They've got the hats, the shirts, the pants, the everything. For those of you that aren't here.
Work shoes.
Welcome, Scott and Angie. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great, David.
Well, fantastic. First of all, I'd like you to thank you for employing me. And secondly, I'd like to thank you for employing me after this interview. Just in case it goes a little south on us, right? Well, what's new over there at Pedal Pushers?
Well, we're in our 10th summer right now. So we... Starting to get a few things figured out, but we always got to try to change things up. So the big thing this year, one of the big things, is rhubarb ice cream.
He's messing with me. For those of you at home, I'm holding the microphone with him, for him, and he's moving his head around in a very unnatural way. He's challenging my skills as an interviewer. What is new? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Sorry, David. We're working with a new dairy this year, so we're bringing in ice cream from Waukon, Iowa, and they're making a custom Rhubarb Fest ice cream for us.
Right. Ooh, that's right. Custom Rhubarb Fest ice cream. I have had it. It is fantastic. It tastes like rhubarb. There's other things going on in the ice cream area at Pedal Pushers, Angie. What other things are going on?
Yes, we started with ice cream novelties today. So I have monkey tails.
What is in them? You better keep going. Better keep going. That's a gray area there. Be careful.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, very good. That's safe.
Ice cream bars.
Another good one.
Everything's dipped in chocolate.
Ooh. Yeah. Chocolate chip cookies with ice cream.
Yes.
Oh.
And chocolate chips.
And there's all kinds of other great things there, too. There's a new thing called Johnny Pops there, which are basically all fresh ingredients. No, all real ingredients, just a very few. And then it goes to a good cause. So those are like popsicles for adults.
Correct.
What other exciting things are happening over there at Pedal Pushers?
Well, we have a s'more broad on our menu this year as well.
Okay. That is so tempting, isn't it? They've got more broads on their menu this year.
We have s'more broads.
Please raise your hand if you know what a s'more broad is. In the audience, please raise your hand if you know. Peggy, you don't count. You're the owner's mother. Nobody? Okay, nobody knows what it is.
All right. Well, smørbrød in Norwegian means buttered bread. So it's an open-faced sandwich, and it's a curried, pickled herring and apple sandwich. So.
Mm-hmm.
Pickled herring, apples, curry.
It's very good. It's very good. And if you even the least bit like herring, it's fantastic. Fantastic.
It's Norwegian.
It's on rye bread. It's absolutely to die for. Apparently the staff over there is a little confused on something. They needed to talk to Scott right now about it.
Speaking of work.
You're in the program.
Yes.
Yes, it is work. Does anybody smell smoke? Okay. Nobody smells smoke, so we got a couple more minutes.
We're good.
Of course, you've got all the typical, regular, good things that you expect at Pedal Pushers, but we've added a couple of other new things to the menu, including spicy rhubarb and chicken sandwich.
Woo!
I know it. We're taking this rhubarb thing and this whole spice thing, and we're taking it to a whole other level, aren't we?
Rhubarb
pie.
What am
I saying? We? You guys own this place. I just work there.
Yeah.
I got a little excited about the food, y'all. Sorry about that.
I think you got to sample it, though, while we were doing the recipes.
I did, and then I ordered them since, too, so they're absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Homemade root beer, craft beers available over there. You can have a lot of fun. It's a great place to eat. We appreciate all your continued support here on Over the Back Fence. You guys have been sponsors from day one, and we really appreciate that so much. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me. This is Scott and Angie Taylor from Pedal Pushers Cafe. All right. There's a good chance I'll still have a job when I go back to work on Monday, I think. It went okay, didn't it? Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're too terribly upset about it or anything so far. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Carla. Okay. See, this gives me a chance to thank a couple other of our great sponsors, including Pedal Pushers Cafe, Thomas M. Mannion, Attorney at Law, Great River Shakespeare Festival, Drury's Furniture, Green Gables Inn, Lanesboro BP and S&A Petroleum, Preston Foods, and visit Bluff Country Magazine. I'm looking for Randy. I can't seem to see him over the fence. Wait a minute. Okay.
Randy will be here just a bit to sing 16 Tons. 16 Tons was first recorded in 1946, and there are two particular phrases in there that I find important, interesting. And one of them is, another day older and deeper in debt. And the second is, I owe my soul to the company store. These phrases are in reference to the truck system and to debt bondage. Under the script system, workers were not paid cash. Rather, they were paid with non-transferable credit vouchers, which could be exchanged only for goods sold at the company store. This made it impossible for workers to store up cash savings. Workers also usually lived in company-owned dormitories or houses, the rent for which was automatically deducted from their pay. So here's Randy to sing 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me cause I can't go. I sold my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when sun didn't shine. Picked up my shovel, I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning in the drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Ain't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. I load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I sold my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. With one fist of iron and the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. To St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I sold my soul to the company store.
Randy with 16 tons. Yeah. Well, we've been talking about work all night, and that's all right. That's all fine and good, but you know, sometimes people come to a point in their life and they say, you know, I want to just go for what I think I can do. I want to just go for the dream. And I'm going to quit my job. I mean, not you, Scott and Angie. I'm not quitting my job. I'm just saying a story. Okay. Now, quit my job. I'm going to go out and try to be a comedian. I think I just described our next guest's life story. Please join me in welcoming comedian Sue Flemke.
How's it going? You guys having a good time? Yeah. All right. Woo, one clap and a lot of, all right. Nice. I'm Sue Flemke. That's my married name. My maiden name was Johnson, so that was quite an adjustment to make. And I found out about 10 years after I got married that Flemke is actually Yiddish for mucus. That was kind of a shock, but it made a lot of sense then. You know, things fell into place after that. This is what happened to me, okay? One morning, I looked in the mirror, and I saw something that just freaked me out. This is what I saw. Yeah, oh, it's right. It's gross. I knew that thing hung down there, but I didn't know it did that. It's awful. Ugh. That freaked me out. I'm like, hey, I'm getting older, man. Somewhere along the line, I crossed over from being an object of desire to an object of amusement. I did find out there's still some places I'm kind of considered hot. Don't be jerky. That could happen. Get ready for this. The assisted living. Bam! Yeah. I found out you lower the bar and round up. See? Lower that bar. When I'm 90, I just hang out at the cemetery. All you gotta be is upright. That's about the lowest bar, is what I'm saying. Cemetery. Really low. So anyway, I realized that I was getting older. I was a psychotherapist. Round of applause. Who knows what a psychotherapist is? Right. So you know that our job is what we're usually just making people cry. All day, every day, we're making people cry. So when I saw this in the mirror, I'm like, I'm getting older, and I think I'm tired of people making people cry. I think I want to make them laugh. So that's what I'm doing the rest of my life, because I don't have any more time to make people cry. Thank you. I'm married and I have 5 kids. Yeah. So I went to my daughter's work one day, and well, let me tell you the backstory here. Anybody here, if you can remember Christmas, almost, what was that, 5 months ago? Whatever, it seems like a blur. One long winter. But anyway, at Christmas, my daughter gave me the ugliest sweater I ever saw in my life. Did your kid ever give you an ugly sweater or anything? I'm like, what the heck is this, man? Looks like you got it from Petco. Looks like somebody put on a St. Bernard or something, or St. Bernard threw up on it or something. I don't know. So I put it on the next day, and I went to her work. That's right. I let everybody know that she gave me the sweater for Christmas. So for my birthday, she gave me a silk scarf. That's how you work that. You got to stay ahead of those kids, man. You can't let them get away with that stuff. I was in Quick Trip, which is probably one of the worst places to work. Am I right? Well, I don't know. Some people might like it, but I went into Quick Trip, and it was like that coldest, horriblest day. It was like below zero, and the wind chill was like 8,000 below zero. And I went in to pay because the thing, it was so frozen, it wouldn't take my credit card, so I had to go inside. And the cashier guy goes to me, "Hey, is it cold enough for you?" Could you believe that? I hit him right in the neck with my taser. I just lost it. You know, that was dumb. He knows me, too. They called the cops. The cops know me. Big deals. Cops showed up. He goes, "Hey, Sue, what happened?" I'm like, I told him what the guy said. And he goes, "You're kidding." I'm like, "No. The cop shoots him in the neck with a taser." It made the cop mad. It turns out that's against the law in Minnesota. I didn't know that. I'm from Texas. You guys aren't buying that at all, are you? We're all like... So, I have a dog. I love my dog. Anybody here a dog lover? Round of applause. Yes. This lady raises her hand. Yes! I love my dog. Me too. My dog's name is Lucy. And I got her from the pound. She's a rescue dog. And she keeps getting sick. So, I took her to the vet. And he goes, "Hey, Sue, I think you ought to start giving her vitamins." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, right. As long as they make a butt flavor, because..." She ain't going to do that. I'm sorry. She's not going to eat that stuff. Just wait for it. The story gets even weirder, okay? He said, as a matter of fact, they do. Yeah, they make butt-flavored dog vitamins. Story's going to get even weirder, okay? That means there's some Poindexter dude up in the lab. She's ahead of me here. His job is to make sure that that vitamin tastes like a dog's behind. Exactly. You thought your job sucked. Yeah, that would pretty much stink. So I gave it to my dog. She was not a fan. She spit it right out. Who would have not thought? You know, I thought that sounded like a good idea to me. So I guess we'll have to wait for the cat poop flavor, because, yeah, that will be a hit, I'm pretty sure. So I was on my way to work one day, and I saw a penny on the ground, okay? And I'm not passing up money, so I've been over to pick it up, and I blew out my Spanx. You're looking confused. You don't know what Spanx are, do you? No, you don't know what a Spanx is. Your wife's probably skinny. You don't have a chubby wife like me. She don't need a Spanx. Maybe I should show you guys what Spanx are. Should I show you? No! Who said? You. Don't you think I should show him what Spanx? Come on, you guys. All right, here we go. I'm doing it. I'm totally doing it. I'll still like this back to you. Don't freak out. He's going to throw up or something. Watch it. Don't throw up on your drum, because... Okay, here we go. There's a lot going on in here. I got to figure it out. Here we go. Hey, boom! I like to bring these to my shows to show my audience, because according to the chart on the box, this is my size. Yeah, because if it takes you less than a half an hour to squeeze your behind into these, you got the wrong size. Now you know what we're doing in the bathroom. This. So, I was not going to spend $32 on a new pair of Spanx, which is what that penny cost me, by the way, $32. So I went to Target, and they have their own brand called Assets. I'm not kidding you. So my question for you is, hey, is this an asset yet? I don't think so. But my new pair are awesome. They go all the way up to my neck. So now I got a muffin top up here because it moves. Yeah. Yeah, because this stuff goes all the way to my ankles now. So, But that's no big deal, you know. I mean, but, well, I kind of do have cleavage all the way up my back. Which is not, you know, who cares? Nobody cares. Except for when I get gas. Because the bubble pops and works its way up. Comes out up here somewhere. So. Hey, my best advice, if you see me after the show, don't stand behind me.
That's Sue Fletke, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be playing all over the place up at Goody's. You can check her out in Rochester. She'll spend some time around Lanesboro a little bit too. That's Sue Fletke. Woo! Who knew that Fletke was Yiddish for phlegm? I had no idea about that. Learned more about Spanx than I care to know. For those of you that are listening at home and not here in the theater, lucky you.
Whistle While You Work is a song written by Frank Churchill and lyrics by Larry Morey for the 1937 animated Disney film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Brings us to the end of another fine episode of Over the Back Fence. I'd like to thank our guests Scott and Angie Taylor from Pedal Pushers Cafe. Comedian Sue Fletke. Our special musical guests tonight, CBB Jazz Combo. Our guest musical director, Mr. Kurt Peterson. And our pre-show magician, Magical Tom Schramm. My name is Damon Prestonman. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great evening. We'll see you right back here next month. Good night.
Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. It's off to work we go.
Live at the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro on Friday, May 9th. Join us in our live audience for our next Over the Back Fence show, Friday, June 13th at 7 p.m. We now feature our pre-show entertainment, Tom Schramm.
Now we climb Cathedral Mountain. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once and tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend, kept his memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forest and the stream, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. It's the Colorado Rocky Mountain high. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. You can talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain high, Colorado. Come on now. Rocky Mountain high, Colorado. There you go. Now his heart is full of wonder, but his heart will know some fear of the simple thing cannot comprehend. Why they try to tear the mountains down to bring a couple more people, more scars upon the land. It's the Colorado Rocky Mountain high. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No, I'd be a poor man if I never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain high, and the Colorado Rocky Mountain high. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire, and everybody's getting high. Rocky Mountain high, Colorado. Rocky Mountain high, Colorado. Rocky Mountain high. Woo!
Woo! Woo! A little Neil Young here for you.
I come down from the misty mountain. I got lost on the human highway. Take my head, refreshing fountain. Take my eyes from what they've seen. Take my head and change my mind. How could people get so unkind? I come down from the Crooked Mansion. I went looking for the DJ's daughter. Since that day, I heard it mentioned that my name is on the line. Now my name is on the line. How could people get so unkind? I come down from the misty mountain. I got lost on the human highway. Since that day, I heard it mentioned that my name is on the line. Now my name is on the line. How could people get so unkind?
How are you guys doing out there? Doing good? Well, a little America. Anybody ever heard of America?
Yeah.
There we go. Ain't it foggy outside? All the planes have been grounded. Ain't the fire inside? Let's all go and stand around it. Funny you've been here, and I've been there. We ain't had no time to drink that beer. I understand you've been running with the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He rides the sky like an eagle in the eye of a hurricane that's abandoned. Ain't the years gone by fast? And I'm sure you have missed him. And I almost forgot to ask, did you hear of my enlistment? Funny you've been here, and I've been there. We ain't had no time to drink that beer. I understand you've been running with the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He rides the sky like an eagle in the eye of a hurricane that's abandoned. I understand you've been running with the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He rides the sky like an eagle in the eye of a hurricane that's abandoned. Do one more America here for you. You got anybody know Horse with No Name?
Yeah.
There you go.
On the first part of my journey, I was looking at all the life. There was plants and birds and rocks and things and hills and rings. The first thing I saw was a fly with a buzz, and the air was full of clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. Felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, can't remember your name, for there ain't no one for to give you no pain. Ba da 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 da.
Now you guys can join in there, you can sing the la la's.
After 3 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn red. After 2 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story was told about a river that flowed, made me sad to think it was dead. See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, can't remember your name, for there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Here we go.
La 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 la.
Oh, good. We take it on the road. Woo! After 9 days, I let the horse run free, 'cause the desert had turned to sea. There was plants and birds and rocks and things and hills and rings. The ocean is its life with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lays a heart made of ground that the humans will give no love. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, for there ain't no one for to give you no pain. Here we go. La 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 la. Nice. Woohoo. Got time for one more, then we're going on the road. My life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Living alone in paradise makes me think of two. Love lost such a cost, like the things it won't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. I'm not like you. I need someone to help me my whole day through. Oh, one look in my eyes, you can tell that's true. Lullaby, look in my eyes, run around the same old town. Doesn't mean that much to me, mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past, and I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you. Old man, take a look at my life, I'm a lot like you. I need someone to hold me my whole day through. Oh, one look in my eyes, you can tell that's true. Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Schramm.
Thank you again to the Over the Back Fence gang and to 103.1 KFIL Radio in Preston, Minnesota.
Over the Back Fence is broadcast on KQAL through its partnership with the Lanesboro Art Center and KFIL. More information on Over the Back Fence can be found on Facebook and at overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.